Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Africa. Good morning, world. And welcome to Talks with Divine. It's such a beautiful morning. It's raining here in Lagos, Nigeria. And I am honored to still be your host. My name is Divine. So today, we'll be talking about the hands of God. In what ways have God moved in your situation? I mean, I have testimonies and I am super excited to share. And, you know, I asked this question last night and I got a couple of replies from my friends, and I'll be reading out some testimonies. Yeah. So, first off, he said, okay, keep me anonymous. This is from a guy. He said, so I finished secondary school around July 27, 2017. JAMB score was okay, 279, but my WAEC wasn't that really strong. Then UNILAG, you know, it's a competitive and all, especially for professional courses like medicine, pharmacy, etc. But I was denied admission that year. If someone told me I won't gain admission that year, I would have denied it. 2018/2019, JAMB form came out. I applied for it. I had 283 that year with my WAEC results, and I had 18 in my post-UTME. My sister, I still didn't meet cutoff. I won't die, according to him. Okay. Married list came out, and then JAMB stopped bringing out list. Admission processing was done via JAMB CAPS. That's where we accept admission and know your fate. Before then also, I was advised to write Cambridge exam, which is almost a million, so as not to waste another year again. And we've raised only 45,000 naira. Wow. It's like a boarding school. They coach people and then we write exams. It's just like JUPEB. IJMB, comma, but UI doesn't accept this except Cambridge exam at EAC, which was at Ibadan. Wow. Okay. To cut the long story short, the night I was about leaving for Ibadan was the same day I got a call that UNILAG has accepted me for pharmacy. But before all this happened, I was confused because I got a lot of suggestions from many people. Some were like, choose UI. Some people told me to choose OAU and other tertiary institutions. But my only prayer was that, God, please, if it's UNILAG that's for me, please make me gain admission there. And I held on to my faith despite all odds. My dear, the word of God really works. And also standing by your words by not allowing people's suggestion cloud where God is taking you to. Wow, wow, wow. That was amazing. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, you see, God works in supernatural ways. He works in really, really amazing ways. And I am super excited to share that with you this morning. Wow, wow, that was amazing. You know, I have also seen God move in so many ways. Another story I heard last night from a friend as well, also anonymous. She said she had a program early this year, a church program that was going to take 7 days, and she needed about 300 naira for transport fare every single day for each of those days. So, I mean, in one of the worship, she had to borrow money actually to always go for these programs. Her bank account was barely 1,000 naira. Yeah, had barely 1,000 naira in it. So she had to like borrow 300 naira for each of those days to go for this program. In one of the days of the programs, you know, she said she likes recording worship sessions and, you know, she prefers live worship. So she records worship sessions, and in one of these sessions she prayed and told God to change her financial situation. And you know, she said in less than 6 months, she started receiving salary that she did not work for. I mean, she sits in her home and she gets paid. You know, God really works in amazing ways. That is the hand of God. Yes, that is God moving in that situation. I also got another testimony from a friend saying that his father was admitted in the Lagos University Teaching Hospital. He had diabetes and they were almost going to amputate his legs. You know, we all know how bad that could be. But then he prayed and said, Lord, I need to see you move in this situation. I need to see your hands in this situation. You are God all by yourself and none can be compared to you. And guess what? Papa is moving. Papa is walking. Papa is running. He didn't get no amputation. No, his legs were not amputated. He's got two legs and he's standing on his feet. He runs, he moves, and he has grandchildren even right now. You see, the Lord is awesome. Awesome in all his ways, and he perfects all that concerns us. I'm super excited when I talk about God because, I mean, I have seen him move in my finances, in my education, in my life, everything. You know, God steps in for us in ways in which we cannot imagine. Another friend's testimony, she said her sister had an ectopic pregnancy. And you know what an ectopic pregnancy is? That's pregnancy that's when you're pregnant, but the baby is not growing in your womb. The baby is growing outside the womb. So she had an ectopic pregnancy, and she was devastated. She didn't know what to do about it. But then herself and her husband went on their knees, and they prayed about it and said, Lord, move in my situation. And guess what? Today, she has another baby. That is just God. It could only have been God. You know, if you are yet to see God move in your situation, I want you to say this prayer with me. Father Lord, I believe that you are God and that you move in marvelous ways. Lord, come and move in my situation today. Doesn't matter what it is, no matter how little it might be, Lord, please move in my situation. I believe that you will move in my situation. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty, glorious, and wonderful name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you guys for listening. I am super excited to always, always, always speak to you every day. My name remains Divine, and you're still on Talks with Divine. Thank you, and goodbye.